Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, as you can imagine, the music that we have privileged to hear this day is our sermon for the day, music that reminds us of God's faithfulness, that inspires us to have courage to say yes to whatever may come, music we've waited a long time to hear. Music is the sermon today, so I'll just say a few things on this occasion, starting with this. When the Centennial Committee chose that verse from Jeremiah that we just heard a moment ago to be the theme verse for our planned celebrations, we had no idea just how important it would become. I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. Hope, that thing that is most needful when things are most challenging. Hope, the promise that despite all odds, you will come out on the other end. Hope, not knowledge, not certainty, certainly not optimism, you know, the belief that things will soon get better, but hope. The steadfast belief, according to Admiral James Stockdale, that you will prevail. Admiral Stockdale knew a few things about hope. A prisoner of war in Vietnam for 8 years, tortured more than 20 times, when he was later asked if there was a difference between those who survived the ordeal and those who didn't, Stockdale immediately replied that it was the optimists who did not make it. The optimists, he explained, were the ones who said, "We're going to be out by Christmas," and Christmas would come and Christmas would go. Then they'd say, "We're going to be out by Easter," and Easter would come. And Easter would go, and then Thanksgiving, and then it would be Christmas again, and they died of a broken heart. Stockdale went on to say the following, contrasting optimism with hope. You must never confuse faith that you will prevail in the end, something you cannot afford to lose, with the discipline to confront the most brutal facts of your current reality, whatever they might be. That is hope. I know the plans I have for you, plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. No, when we chose this verse for our planned celebrations, we had no idea just how important it would become. But maybe we should have. These are words from the prophet Jeremiah, who was no optimist. He writes these words to the people of Jerusalem who have been exiled to another land. Jerusalem, capital city of the Israelites, had been defeated by the Babylonian Empire, and their king and most of the elites, the wealthy, the artisans, the very important people of Jerusalem, had been exiled, dragged off to Babylon. Jeremiah writes them from Jerusalem. A mere preacher and prophet, he wasn't important enough to be exiled. And he offers the exiles these words of hope. God has not forgotten you. God will restore you. You will have a future. That is verse 11, our centennial verse. But in the verses just before, Jeremiah offers some harder words about their current reality. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to the exiles, build houses and live in them. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Take wives and have sons and daughters. Take wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage that they may bear more sons and daughters. Multiply there, do not decrease, but seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile and pray to the Lord on its behalf, for in its welfare you will find your welfare. Which all sounds very nice until you remember where they are. Babylon, the capital city of their enemies, exiled from their homeland and kin, which means the Lord is saying through Jeremiah, get comfortable. You are going to be there a while. Pray for this city, even though it's the last place you would ever want to be. Pray for it, because this city is now your city until that day, 70 years from now. When I bring you home. That's hope. It's not knowledge. It's not certainty. It's certainly not the optimistic belief that things will soon get better. Hope is called for when things are hard, when the future is uncertain, when you can't count on anything except for your faith. That's why this verse was so important to us during the pandemic. No gatherings of more than 250 people, we learned in mid-March, and then 100, and then 25, which meant no gathering for worship for 53 Sundays, when all we could do was gather in our homes, tune in via our computers or smart TVs or iPhones in order to be renewed in hope. Except that's not just our reality. When you think about it, it defines most of the history of this incredible church, founded in 1920 in the shadow of the Spanish flu and just a few years after the close of World War I, the Great War, the war to end all wars, a war like no other that shattered the confidence and optimism of those living in the early 20th century who believed this would be the age of scientific progress and peace. Then came the building of a new church at 1700 James Ave in the shadow of the Depression, and then the building of another, larger church a decade later at the close of World War II. You know, the war that taught us that now we had to number them. The purchase of a summer camp 250 miles north before the days of interstates. The founding of homes and institutions to care for the most vulnerable. The creation of a new campus in the western suburbs when few people were starting new churches. And a huge expansion program completed just before the pandemic to accommodate the growth of that community when pretty much the rest of the church is shrinking. None of these things were easy. None were certain. All were taken against great odds and during periods of significant challenge. All of them, that is, were endeavors of hope. All of which should probably remind us that while we are on the other side of the pandemic, one of the largest challenges we faced in our 103-year history, life will not suddenly be easy. There will be more challenges ahead. Ventures, as we pray each week, of which we cannot see the ending. And we will be called to travel by paths untrodden, through perils unknown. And we will go forward, taking each step in hope. Because that is who we are. People born of hope, nurtured in hope, called to share that hope in a world that sometimes can feel hopeless. Yet we know better. Because the God we know in Jesus Christ, the one who is hailed as Messiah by a few, but denied, betrayed, and crucified by so many others. The God we know in Jesus is a God of resurrection, of grace, of promise, and of hope. Confident of the God we know in Jesus, we therefore dare to sing and plan and build and keep moving forward. For it is God who calls and guides us and Christ's love that supports us, granting us courage, confidence, and hope. So here is to another century of faithful, hopeful ministry, grateful for all that has been, and eager to say yes, that all will be. Thanks be to God. Amen.